All right. So we are going to be doing, I guess, part three of three of the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. We'll start with the last source in the packout. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome. Just starting. So we've been talking a lot about is it a mitzvah? What are the scope of the mitzvah? So there's a chikir that they make as to what exactly, where does the kedusha from Eretz Yisrael come from? So it'd be like this. One way of looking at it is that there really isn't anything, you know, special about the land of Eretz Yisrael, the karka per se, but rather there are mitzvos that you can only do in Eretz Yisrael. Truma, Meiser, Shmita, Yovel, Vachule. So since there's mitzvos that apply, and mitzvos generate kedusha, that means there's nothing really inherent about Eretz Yisrael, but rather there's mitzvos there. So since there's mitzvos there, then the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael also, like, that's how it gets its kedusha, because of the mitzvos. The mitzvos is the main thing.
Even though, already even before those mitzvos were applied, that was given to Aaron Avinu.
So that's the question. What is it? Why was the land given to Aaron Avinu? Was it given to him because the mitzvos were going to be there? Or you can say, oh, wait, no. Since it was gonna, so let's look it up. If you look in the last source in the thing, Tzad Aleph, one way of the chakir is like this. The very last
source the
last source, yeah, number 23. We're 28. I'm sorry. We're going to jump around a little bit. Tzad Achad, Tzad Aleph, one way is like this. Mitzvahs atulis be'aretz Yisrael, heim asher yoytzim es ikar kedushoso. The mitzvahs itself. Shekein mitzvahs atulis be'aretz kegon, trumos, or maestros, shmita, shaykh lekaim, rak be'aretz Yisrael. We're not mafresh truma in maestro in New Jersey. Right? Uvagin mitzvahs halalu, notzra ikar kedushoso shel Eretz Yisrael. So because of the mitzvahs caused the kedusha to come to Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh ke'ima shemuva b'gemara, the Gemara says, dorsh of simla mipnei ma nisav Moshe Rabbeinu kol kach lichanis le'Eretz Yisrael. Well, why did Moshe have such a taiva to go into Eretz Yisrael? He wanted to eat a good piece of falafel? He wanted the good peiros, right? V'chilecho mipiria hu yotzarech, but he wanted like that good Israeli, chumis? No. Olas bob, tuva, hu tzarech, he wanted gashmias? No. Elo, why did Moshe have a taiva to go to Eretz Yisrael? Not a physical one. Kach omer Moshe, harbe mitzvos nistavu Yisrael, ve'emis kaimim elo be'Eretz Yisrael. It's the mitzvos. There's mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael, and you can't do those mitzvos in Chutz Lord, so Moshe had a taiva for mitzvos. Right? That's in this week's Parsha. In this week's Parsha, when it talks about the very opening of Psukim, discusses about the inyan of conquering Eretz Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu had a taiva to go there. Right? Ekanasani le'Eretz Kadesh, his kaimu kulam oyodi. So Moshe wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, and therefore that's why it's to do the mitzvos. So that's the one way of looking at it.
So if you're going to look at it that way, then in periods of time when mitzvos aren't applicable, it was a kedusha.
So when would a mitzvah not be applicable?
For example, the ones that have to do with the basic
mitzvahs. Okay, but
I mean, there's still some.
Right, Truman Meister is not the totally in the big. Oh, the regular. Okay, that would apply to the basic mitzvah, but that's more. I mean, you still have my mitzvahs that apply to Eretz Yisrael without the basic mitzvah, right? Those apply all the time.
Yeah, just to point that. Presumably, the level of kedusha maybe can get elevated or decreased.
We know that when you have rov yoshvecha living in Eretz Yisrael, then already these didn't become deraisa go to from a derban up to a deraisa. So that already could be changed, but the mitzvah itself is still there. Just the level that applies would apply to how many people are living in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, tzad beis. Iker kedushas Eretz Yisrael novas mitzad hamakom atzmo, the place itself. Shnis kadesh al yedei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You're saying Hashem gave it to Avram. So from the fact that this is the land that Hashem gave to Avram, that's what's goring the kedusha. That's what forms it. The hatotzah shal kedushas hamakom heim hamitzvos hatulias baretz. That's a totzah. That's an outgrowth of the fact that the place itself has kedusha. Since Eretz Yisrael has kedusha, therefore there are mitzvos that apply that don't apply. But other places that do not have that level of kedusha don't have mitzvos that apply to it, right? Kefi Sheherchi Haramban. Okay, fine. He quotes all these things. I'm going to skip to the on the left side where the paragraph Lefi HaOmer. Right. So now, based on this chakira as to where the kedusha comes, it comes from the mitzvahs, it comes from the land itself. So it's going to explain that could be pshat in the machloikis between the Ramban and the Rambam. Right. We've been talking about the last few weeks. Right. Lefi HaOmer Le'el Ulai Efshal Leches B'Derech Habo Harambam Sover Kitzad Aleph. Bechakir, the Rambam holds like the first way, that it's the mitzvos that they give the kedusha. On the yeshna kedusha be'eretz Yisrael, mi bechina kabbalah v'hashkafa, right? We there is certainly to it. Aval mi bechinas halachtis ikar kedushasa shel eretz Yisrael noveya beglal hamitzvos atulius bo, right? Yes, in hashkafa eretz asher tom be'elohim Hashem elokecha bo, Hashem has a special hashkacha on it. I mean, that's true. But the mitzvos that you can't, it's not shaykh, you can't do mitzvos. In Chutz Laretz, did I tell you this? Someone I was telling a story to on Shabbat at Tefillin. I forgot who I was telling the story to on Shabbos. So when Rav Whitner came to from America to Eretz Yisrael, was he with you? Rav Aaron Lichtenstein picked him up at the that's right, it was you, man. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein came to pick him up at the airport, and Rav Whitner put on Tefillin again. And so Rav Lichtenstein said to him, Rebbe, you put on tefillin already. He says, yeah, that was Chutz Laretz tefillin. Now I'm putting on Eretz Yisrael tefillin. Right? Like the Ramban writes, that all of our it's a powerful Ramban, that all of the, we're doing mitzvahs, it's really just a preparation, so that it shouldn't be strange to us when we get back to Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the welcome for the mitzvahs. Right, okay, so that's the Rambam. Le'uma zois, next paragraph, HaRamban sor kitzad beiz b'chakira. The Ramban would say, no, it's because of the uniqueness, and that's a theme that runs throughout his Pirush al HaTorah. Because there's such a special uniqueness to Eretz Yisrael, so memela, that's what brings the kedusha to it. She'ik kedushas shel Eretz Yisrael noveya bebechinas Eretz Yisrael al yedei Hakadosh Baruch Hu avur Am Yisrael she'kaimu sham es haTorah v'mitzvos ulechein yesh mitzvah be'etzem hayeshiva be'Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, because the land itself has it, right? Mikedushas haaretz novos kugam mitzvos hatuyos bo. So that the mitzvos are an outgrowth of that. So that's really the foot to it. If you're learning it's in the mitzvos, so then living in Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rambam, is only a hechitim to do the mitzvos. Right? Since I can't be mafresh to Meiser in Argentina, I have to live in Eretz Yisrael. So okay, so you have to live a bit. It's a mitzvah, it might not be a mitzvah per se. So that's an interesting chakir that he brings on this. Okay, let me go back for a second. We did the Divrei Yol. Let's go back to page 8. There's some letters of the, you know who the Raya is? Reish Aleph Yud. Hey, you know who this is? You know who this is?
Raya.
Tzav Kook.
Oh,
Tzav Kook. Rav Yitzchak Kohen Kook. Right? Okay. Say these are letters they write. So it's interesting. He writes Look in the Tov Kuf Nun Hey, the second one on the page, right, where it says where it's underlined, right. Shenasisi la'es ziknusi tzionist. You call me a Zionist in my old age. Hakrives nishmasi b'shvil yishvei eretz yishuv eretz. Okay, feel that again. Ohavai, right. In kol ha Zionists, yihiyu ohavi mes Eretz Yisrael, v'roitzin lishuv Eretz Hakadosha, b'zois hakavona hamatora hakadosha shani mischavin aleha. Right, if all is word b'shvil shehu Eretz Hashem, because then shebocher ba'as Hashem is baruch v'chov mikol ha'olam kula. Hashem loves it more than it's more precious than anything. Yesh ba'segulos kedushas l'nevua. It brings prophecy l'sharis ruach hakodesh v'zakos al yidei halicha bo be'olam haboa. By walking down ramos, we saw you get Eretz Yisrael. You get olam. I'm sorry, you get olam haboa. Afilu al Rishoyim Magina Zechusa. Even on a Rasha who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's Megin. It protects them from living in Eretz Yisrael. Shaharei afilu shifcha kenainis of Eretz Yisrael muftachu shehi bas olam habo. Even a shifcha that literally means a maid servant, right? Ubevadai, says Rav Kook, ein hagemara medaberes b'shifcha tzidkanis. It can't be talking to one who is a tzedekis by herself and she was going to get Eretz Yisrael by herself, because then what's the chiddush? Right? If you tell me, even a tzaddik is going to get Olam Haba for living in Eretz Yisrael. Well, the tzaddik was going to get it even if he was living in Chutz Laretz. So it must be explained to a cook that the shifcha is not exactly a basiach, right? She's not a bas Yisrael. Va'afilu chasidi umas ha'olam yesh lam chilek lam haba. V'kal v'chomer shifcha the mechayavis b'mitzvahs, elevare b'stam shifchi shefela umasim ra'im. She's a shefela, she's on a low level. She has masim ra'im, umidos ra'os, mitzuyos bo. You find bad midos by her. But even that, says Rav Kook, that's pshat in the Gemara. Wow. So, says, you're accusing me of being a Zionist, but look what the land does. Let's see where it's underlined. It's v'kal v'chomer sheish limso b'chol echad v'echad gam b'kalim shebi Yisrael kamen margalos yikaros. You find many precious pearls even in the kal shebekalim, in the lowest of the low. Shomais in tovim shomidos tovos ma she'ein l'shire. How would you translate that? Can't count it. You can't evaluate it. You can't figure out. It's too much. Shebevade. Eretz Yisrael mo'ilo lehem lahaloisam l'kadisham. Eretz Yisrael is going to be mekadish them. Ve'im ein hadav v'nir begolui. If it's not openly revealed by him, yira bezaram bezerazaram. Maybe not in their person, but their children and their children's children. We're talking on Shabbos. What's it called? Epigenetics, I think it's called. You heard this phrase?
Yeah.
Was it that I pronouncing right?
Yeah. I think so.
This idea that the environment forms and it has an impact on the genetics of a person, and not even there, but in their children, the things that we're exposed to, that we do, and the cultural has an effect upon the actual genetics. It's like Dr. Presby was talking about how it's like superimposed upon the genetics. It's almost something that's the first I heard about, so I'm not really qualified to speak about it. It was a fascinating idea, the discussion we're having. So this is what Rav Kook is saying. Living in Eretz Yisrael is... it has a hashpa, and even on people who we might not see it openly, okay, so maybe not by them, by their kids, it will come out. So last week, Meir asked a question about Ramosha's famous tshuva. We're going to get to it now. Is there actually a chiv to get up like Ben is doing? 2 weeks is the flight?
2 weeks from tomorrow.
2 weeks from tomorrow. Wow. Ashrecha v'tov lach. So do we have to be like Ben? Are we mechuyev mi'ikr hadin to be like Ben? That's the question. So look at Ramosha. Says Ramosha. This is in the Igros, Evan Ezra, Chelik Af, Simon, Kuf Beis. That's right beneath it, right? V'dav she'lascha, you ask me, im yesh mitzvah achshav l'dor be'eretz Yisrael, ken Ramban, right? Is the mitzvah like the Ramban, who we saw is so adamant that there is a mitzvah? Okay, Rabbeinu Chaim, mitoisvas k'subas daf kuf yud, right? We started off, we talked about the, right, if you remember the two reasons he said, either it's... Sakonas drachim, right? There's no mitzvah to go, or you're not going to be able to properly perform the mitzvahs there, right? The ain't a mitzvah is man hazeh. There is no mitzvah. Hine rov haposkim, says Moshe, sovri dehu mitzvah. The rov, the majority of poskim hold that there is a mitzvah what's it called? Living in Eretz Yisrael. Aval poshet de'ein zeb is man hazeh mitzvah chiyuvis. This is not a chiyuv. You can't require everybody to get up and to sell their home and move to Eretz Yisrael. Because if so, if it was a chiv to live in Eretz Yisrael, then it would be a prohibition of living in Chutz La'aretz. Overall, asay, you're violating an asay every minute you're living in Chutz La'aretz. Right? You're not allowed to wear a four-corner garment without the tzitzis. So that's because you're making vata la'aseh at that point.
But there's still a difference that one can make. You know, you right, because there's obviously there's not an obligation to actually wear tzitzis. It's only a prohibition to wear a four corner garment
without tzitzis. Right.
So you could say, okay, there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael without saying there's a prohibition to live outside of it.
That's what he's gonna say. That's what he's gonna come out and say, right? V'huzker Isser Ella Al Hador be'Eretz Yisrael she'os latzeis. Right, the only Isser is actually if you're living in Eretz Yisrael to leave. We spoke about there are heterim, parnasa.
It's like tzitzis in the sense that if you're not wearing a four-corner garment,
you're not chayav. Right.
So it's the same.
The emotion compares the two. Right. Exactly. So I ask everyone to ever wear tzitzis. Right? Right.
Everyone should move.
Ben has a 6-bedroom apartment in Yad Binyamin waiting.
That's
right. Okay. Okay, mashma derak. But Yoshe Eretz Yisrael yesh iser she also chacham. I'm going to look on the left, the far left. Aval mitzad asay ena chiyuvis ele kishidar sham mikayim mitzvah. Like that's what you said. It's not a chiyuv to do it, but if you do live in Eretz Yisrael, you get a kiyum of the mitzvah. So we can't obligate you, says Ramosha. Again, when he was asked the question, is there a mitzvah? He says the majority of poskim hold like the Ramban. Yes, there is a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. The kiyum comes if you're living in Eretz Israel. So no one can tell you have a chiyuv to go out and put on a four-cornered beged. But we do it. We want mitzvahs, right? The Gemara in Menachos says when Hashem gets angry, so he takes it out on people who aren't wearing tzitzis. So we want to be protected. We said from Rav Kook that Eretz Yisrael's megan even on Rishayim, it protects them. So you have a zechus. We find others. It's in here as well. But when you say we're outside, we find that Yaakovin was afraid of Esav. 22 years he was apart, so it's two different days in the Rishonim. One opinion he was afraid of Esav because he had kibud av aim for 22 years. And the other opinion is brought down, I think it's the Daskin and Bali Tosfos, I didn't look it up inside, but I think he brings the second opinion as well, because he had Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Esav was in Eretz Yisrael, and Yaakov went to Charon. So that's Rav Moshe's famous tshuva. It's known, but the thing's always good, Kedai, to see these things inside, that that although there's not a chiyuv to do that, there is a kiyum if one would live in Eretz Yisrael.
Does the kiyum override the chiyuv of kibud av aim?
Oh, Ben.
I know, I didn't realize I was coming the third... session.
All right, Ben, you asked for it. Let's go back.
Maybe I shouldn't ask.
No, you're a big boy. You asked. You're moving to Israel. You might as well find out the halacha. So look to the last page. We'll do it now. We're skipping around. But the last is the shaila from Yichav Adas. You know who wrote the sefer Yichav Adas? Chacham Vad Yosef Zatzal. So he asks this tshuva, and he gives a very clear cut psak. Well, it's not a long tshuva. We'll go through it. Hadar be'er. You see where I am? Source 27. Hadar be'eretz Yisrael, the horror of garim b'chutz l'aretz. So he lives in Israel, and his parents live in Edison. V'ahorim v'akshim imenu l'aretz min ha'aretz l'hitztarif aleihem. And the parents ask the child to leave Eretz Yisrael to come to be with them. Ha'im alav lishmua b'kol horav mishum mitzvah kibra ve'im. So here's our question. Does he have to listen to his parents and leave Eretz Yisrael and be mevato mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, or to be mekayim the mitzvah of kibra ve'im? Right, so it says like this: Tshuva, hine yiduim divrei Chazal b'sifri ma'isa b'Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira v'Rabbi Masya ben Chorosh Rabbi Chananya ben Achiv Rabbi Yoshua sh'ayotim me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz l'aretz. They were all ready to leave Eretz Yisrael. Kishegil if altia kolomar b'sof ha'gavul shel Eretz Yisrael. When they came to the border, zokfu anehem zolgu dimoseihem v'koru b'gdeihem. Their eyes flooded with tears, and they tore kriya, they tore their begotten. V'kar hamikra hazeh, v'rashtem osav yishavtem bo, right? They read the pasuk from Parshas Masei about inheriting and conquering Eretz Yisrael. V'samich le, v'shamartem lasay, says kol ha'chukim v'es ha'mishpatim, l'madcha teaches a sheshkula mitzvah yeshivas Eretz Yisrael, k'nega kol ha'mitzvahs. So you see from this, drasha, that living in Eretz Yisrael is one of the mitzvahs shkulos, right? Tzitzis, we talk about that. Talmud Torah, Kneg Kulam, we have lots of different mitzvahs like this. Revolpe has a sefer where he picks, I think, seven of them and goes through them.
Where do you get that from here?
It's a whole drush because the smich, if I got to take out a chumash, I'll show you the smichas aparshias, psukim, that they darshan out from the virashtim, and then it says, Ushmartim laso, it says, Kol hachukim v'es hamishpatim. So Kol, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is Kneg Kulam. The chosru uval makom, so they turned around. They didn't leave. Says that's the opening the Sifri he quotes. The Ramban, the Sefer Mitzvahs, Mon Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the Mitzvahs Aseh Min HaTorah. The Ramban, which we started off with, I guess 2 weeks ago, holds its mitzvah D'Oraisa. The Hiskim Imo Harash Beitz, right? Betshuva Chile Gimel Omnam Hagoyin Reb Yitzchak Ben Leon B'Sifro Megillas Esther Kosov, right? So we had that whole question we dealt with. Why didn't the Rambam count it really as a mitzvah? Then Gilas Esther wanted to say that really the Rambam holds that the mitzvah was only, if you remember, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing. Right? That's Pshat in the Rambam, so that's why the Rambam doesn't count it. So look what the Chavos says. Sha'Rambam cholik v'sover she'ein mitzvah yishuv eretz Yisrael noheges la'achar golos Yisrael me'al admasam ve'ein ze mitzvah ha'noheges la'doros. It doesn't apply for all generations. Ulam devarav temuhim. It's very strange to say that. Ki be'emes mevur b'divri ha'Rambam. Yad Chazaka, right? All these different quotes, Kedarka B'Kodesh, he quotes all the places where he says this. Shemitzvah Zuno Heges Gam Bezman Hazeh. The Rambam himself says the mitzvah does apply now then. V'chein Pasuk HaRambam L'maisa B'Tshuvasov, V'chein Pasuk is when it was Tshuvas. K'var Omda Achronim Al Divrei HaMegillas Esther, it's Megillas Esther, V'dochu Devarov B'Shtei Yadayim. They push him away with two hands. which means is the rabbinic way of saying it's been totally rejected, right? So to say the Rambam holds it's not a mitzvah, it's to be totally rejected. Rav Deviri Marana Chido Abasefer Yozin. Okay, v'divrei Hagoyin Rav Chaim Falaji v'shuta Nishmas Kol Chai. Fine. Hine v'shut Maharam Rottenberg. Pasuk She'ein Leben Lishmo LeAviv Kishmitzav LaSo Shelo La Lois LeEretz Yisrael. So he brings the sack from the Maharam Rottenberg, right? That a son should not listen to his father if he tells him not to make aliyah. Cave and shemitzas he la alos la'eretz yisrael, since it's a mitzvah to make aliyah. Kvador shu chazal, and where it says nivamos and daf. Right? Isha imu va'aviv tiru, ve'es shabbos ha'itishmoro ani Hashem, kulchem chayav mechavodi. Right? We know this famous from the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim that both a child and their parents are obligated in Hashem's kavod. So therefore, if the parent tells the kid not to do a mitzvah, then we don't listen to the parent because both the parent and the child have to listen to Hashem. L'chein b'chol davar sheish bo mitzvah lo yishma le'aviv. Shechvod ha'makom kodim. Hashem's kavod comes before kibbutz. And both the father and the son have a mitzvah of kavod towards Hashem.
So we started with a more strict prohibition against leaving once you're already there. But now he's switching over not to go and...
The question is about someone who lives there. So he's starting off. We'll see. He gets the answer to the question directly in the end. But he starts off by saying that if a parent will tell you not to go in the first place, you don't listen, right?
Because that's even stronger. Because you don't already have the stuff kicking in. The
you're not even there yet,
right?
Right. You weren't mavatal the asay of leaving, right? Over the lav, I guess, of leaving because you're still in chutz laretz, right? So even that you don't listen to, right? V'nire shesoy v'kdivei haRambam. Shafilu Omolo Avi Levato Mitzvah I say shall divrehem loishman. You don't even, if a parent tells you, don't keep it durbonan, you don't listen to the parent. Shnemar ish imov aviv tiru, ani Hashem, kulchem chayav mechavodi. Vechin pasuk shuchnorach, yoredeya simin reishmem, that's the whole sim that discusses kibbutz ve'aim. Vechin halas beshut me'il tzedaka, vahagoin mabit, betshuva chilek aleph, nishal. Mabit was asked the following. Bemi shenodor la lois mechutz laaretz le tzvas le dursham. So the guy, he went to a Simply Tzvak concert when they were here, and he says, you know what? These guys are so musical. They're so holy, they're so spiritual. He takes them dead and I'm moving to Tzvak. I'm going to grow out the payas. I'm going to start his bonus. We're going to end with Rabbi Nachman tonight, you'll see. So we're going somewhere with the Simply Tzvak remis. But he says, I'm taking that and I'm going to move to Tzvak. Okay? Now, obviously, this is the Mabit, so it predated Simply Tzvak. They're misnagdim. They say, no, you can't move. Haim chayal likayim es nidro. So now, does he have to keep his neder? He took a neder already. The parents say, no. O yikayim mitzvah, keep it aveim. V'yatir es nidro. He'll do hataras nidorim. So the Ha'ishiv, so the Mahabit answered back, Shechayiv l'kayim nidro lalos l'eretz Yisrael. He's obligated to keep his neder and to move to Israel. Ve'ein tzorech l'chush l'mitzvah kibbutz aviv imo. And he doesn't have to be concerned with kibbutz avim. Now again, this doesn't mean that you just, tell your mom and dad I'm out of here. It's done b'derech eretz.
This is the situation where his parents are trying to override, or he himself changes his mind.
Yeah. No, he wants to go. He took a neder to go to Tzvas, and his parents say, we don't want you to go. So now he says, what do? I took a neder to do the mitzvah of making aliyah. My parents are saying no. So he says the Mabit, you go. You go to Tzvas.
Because again, it's a stronger level. Because now you've got Eretz Yisrael plus a neder.
Yeah. Well, if you, let's say it wouldn't be like a mitzvah of that. Let's say, you say, I'm going to Uman. For Rosh Hashanah, the parents say, no, you're not. And now, so there's no mitzvah of yishuv imun living in Uman, right? So then, in that case, kibbutz avim probably would trump, right? So, but Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you would have to keep the neder says the Mabit, right? K'moshe Amar v'yavamos im amalul aviv hitam hitam. Tommy, sorry. Osha Amalo Al Tachzor La Veda Yochel Yishmalo. He says to become Tommy or to not do Hashavas Veda. Tamalomer, no. Ish Imav Aviv Tiro also Ves Shabbos Osai Tishmor Ani Hashem Kulchem Chayav Mechavoidi. Right. So you don't listen to your parents. They tell you but come tell me it's not to do Hashavas Aveda. V'chein kan, so too in our case, harehu v'aliv chayvim la'alos l'dur be'eretz Yisrael. You and your father are obligated to make Aliyah. K'moshe sh'ninu b'soif k'subas, this is all the Gemara we saw, hakol ma'alin eretz Yisrael. Right? Remember that was by the husband and the wife. Ve'ein l'ven hazeh onesh al she'eino mekayim mitzvahs kibra ve'ein. There's no onesh for this. Shahare gam heim yecholim la'alos imo. They could go also. In other words, it's unclear as to why they're asking to come back. Like, you know, we need you to take care of us or something like that. But he says, they could also go with you. You could all fly together to Israel. Now, el l'chora. Yish l'hoyer b'zeh mimash l'kosah harashbetz. L'tshuvas chile gimel. She'ein lahatil etzeis me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz el dilmoy Torah o b'pnei mitzvahs kibud ave'im. Oh, so yes. Now, one second. Here's a heter to leave. So, one second. Now, how can you tell me that you don't listen to him? If the parent tells you to leave, so you have a heter here. So I have to see. Does that mean leaving for good? Or does that mean they're just leaving to visit them? Right? If it means leaving for good, then if the parents... That's the answer to the tshuva now. That if the parents say, come visit us, come live with us, he has to live. Or maybe it just means, no, come visit us. You want to see our grandkids, you want to see it, you want to see everybody. Umash meshiv imokam mitzvahs kibud av ha'eim.
FaceTime is not good enough.
What?
FaceTime is not the...
This was pre-Skype.
Pre-anything.
Right? But if we stop the presses right there, then one second, so where do you go with it, right? Mash meshiv imokam mitzvahs kibud av ha'eim. Nidchis ha'mitzvah shal yishuv eretz Yisrael. Sounds like kibud av ha'eim wins, right? Yeah.
But again, we're saying this is a heter, not a chiyuv.
Okay.
So maybe the person changed his mind in this case. So maybe that plus...
Wait, with the heter to leave?
To leave. So maybe he...
Or maybe there's a chiyuv to leave. Maybe there's a chiyuv to leave. One second, why is it only a heter? Maybe it's stronger.
I thought he said it was a heter first. So.
1 second. Sure.
I understand what you're saying. The way that we first read it. But...
The heter, let's say... Yeah, because it's an isser, you need a heter to leave. Okay, all right, I hear. Right? So it's Shlok Divher, Mabit, this is not like Mabit. Kvar Heri Bekushizu Bepishe Tshuva, Ebenezer, right? Ulam Beshut, Ish Matzliach. He says, Kosov Yashiv. He's going to answer this up now and say as follows. Shlok Kosov Harashbetz, Ela Kishiyotze Lechutz Leeretz, Lekayim Mitzvahs Kibra Ve'im, Lekabel Penehem. Just to visit them, Velach Zor Miyad Leeretz Yisroel. Right? The only heter was to visit them, but then to go right back. To go right back to Eretz Israel afterwards. Aval lehishar b'chutz la'aretz ein lishmo la'avim levim levatel mitzvah yishuv Eretz Israel. Right? Kedivrei Hamabis. You can't stay there. Ulam lo mashmakein mimash shekosav Rabbeinu Shimshin bar Tzadok. Right? Talmud Maharam. Doesn't mashli. B'sefer Tashbeitz. Right? Shehatam shel Rabboseinu ha'amorim chachmei Bavel shelo alu l'Eretz Yisrael. Why was Pumbedisa and Nehardoi? Why were all these great centers of learning in Chutz La'aretz in Iraq? Right? In Bavel? Right? Mishum shelo haya mutar lahem la'alos. Right? Ki hayu tzarichim levata milimudam l'shut echer parnasosam. They would have to make a parnasa and be able to learn. V'hari amru be'erivin mutar latzeis me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz achar rabba l'ilma Torah. V'chol shekein she'ein l'leches me'chutz la'aretz Eretz Yisrael she'esbata me'lumro v'yishod achar mezon osov. In other words, you're sitting and learning in Chutz La'aretz. You have a nice kolo, you have a nice job as a Rebbe, and then if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to have time to learn. You're going to be I don't know, sweeping the
floor.
Is leaving the things on the floor. You're going to have no time to learn. So then there's no heter to leave, because it's going to result in a bittul Torah, right? There is an extreme sheet that would say, no, it's better to be a computer programmer in Eretz Yisrael rather than to be a Rosh Hashiva in Chutz La'aretz. Okay. V'ro od b'shut trumas adeshin psokim b'ksovim, right? B'shut me'el tzedakah, right? Brings those cases. V'alkein b'alkoponim benidon shalonu. In our case, right? Shahorim roitzim shebonam yishar itam b'chutz La'aretz. Bevadai she'ein lishmo lehem. Certainly, he does not listen to them. Levat the mitzvahs anid ha'gedola shel yeshivas eretz Yisrael. So that's the pesach that he gives. He does not to listen to the parents, and to he can leave temporarily to visit them, but not to stay there. right? He has the sikum at the end. Also, the betas me eretz Yisrael lechutz laaretz afilu kedei litztarif lahorav hadorim lechutz laaretz lekay mitzvus kibud aveim ulamuter laredes lechutz laaretz lekabel pnei horav lachzor leeretz Yisrael. So you can't leave to stay there, but you could leave to visit them. That's the answer to Ben's question about the.
Don't have to cancel any flights.
You don't have to cancel any flights. Maybe you can book a few seats now. You can bring your parents. So you know, maybe I wanted to do a piece. How much time do we have? A few minutes. Try to do it a little quickly. There's on Shabbos we quoted from the Kutia Maharan in Torah Mem. We were discussing the Eilamase Bnei Yisrael, how it connects to the Eilu Elohecha Yisrael. But there's a Torah that Rabbi Nachman has in Kuf Nun Hey. It's a little bit longer Torah, so we're not going to have time to do the whole thing. But I'm just going to be maybe a few one lines, and by the end is where I really want to just, because he connects it to what we've been learning about. So it begins by saying Atzvus Hu Mida Ra'a Ma'od. Atzvus is depression. It's a terrible midah to be depressed. Umasha adam einu nosei lehatzadik, and a person who doesn't travel to the tzadik, who machmas atzvus uchvedus, because of the laziness, the depression. Vechein masha einu mispalu kiroi. That's why a person doesn't daven correctly. Who machmas atzvus vaatzvus, because a person is lazy, depressed. Hainu machmas chesron emuna. It comes from a lack of emuna. It's a very powerful thing that connects to davening. Kibivadei, certainly, im hayelo emuna shlem. If a person had a real emuna, that would change their davening. Hayemaamin shashem yisbaruch omid alav. His emuna, he believes Hashem is standing over him. Veshomeh kol diba v'diba shiotzim epiv. And Hashem is listening to everything that comes out of my mouth. Umazin the kol tefiloso, right? And he's listening. He's attentive. You know that when I'm talking, someone's listening. Bevadei lo hayelo shum atzos va'atzos chvedos betefiloso. Right? He would certainly daven correctly. So he's talking about having a chesaron in emuna and how to correct that emuna. And then, again, I don't have time to do the whole thing. He talks about how this leads to anger. How when a person gets angry, that also represents a chesaron in emuna, because we think that we know better. And when something doesn't happen the way I thought it was supposed to, I get angry, right? How could this happen? So he says, Rabbi, this is so powerful. V'do she'erech apayim toli be'eretz Yisrael. Conquering one's anger and achieving real patience is depends upon Eretz Yisrael. Why? Kisham zoichem bechinas erech apayim. When you're in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be zoiche to get the true bechin of patience. Ki Eretz Yisrael hi bechinas emuna. Because Eretz Yisrael is emuna. As the pasuk says in Tehillim Lamed Zayin, Shechan Eretz Urei Emuna, dwell in the land and cultivate Emuna. Kamosha Amr Chazal, the Gemara we quoted last week, a week before, Kol Hadar BeEretz Yisrael Daimi Kimi Sheyeshlo Eloka. Anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael, it's like he has a God. Nimtza comes out She Eretz Yisrael Hu Bechinas Emuna. Then connecting to Emuna is connecting to Eretz Yisrael. Va'al Yedei Emuna Zoichin the Bechinas Arichas Apayim. Aricha sapaya means patience, right? Not to get angry. The highness lo yuchel leval below shum monea lebilbul meavodos, so that not to become mixed up, confused, and distracted, and you know, as we say in Chinese, verblunged. You're not going to get so mixed up. Nimsa sheikra avodas ish haYisraeli, the ikra avod of a Jew, zochin al yedei Eretz Yisrael. Through Eretz Yisrael, shu bechinas emuna, because that is the aspect of emuna. Bechinas arichas apayim, having patience. Bechinas koach hagodel v'koach hatzomech. That's something he talked about earlier in the Torah about sprouting and having good conditions for your tefillas to make peiros. V'al shal yedei ze zoichin lehischazik b'avodaso levli lehistakel hashum monei ma'akiv v'albel. Right, it's not going to get distracted by anything, any obstacles. That's the only way the person can truly come to it. And then it connects it to what we saw in the Chakira about why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. The Iker Godol Ha-Hishtoikikus Ve-Hislahavus Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatness of Moshe's longing and desire, all of Hashem Shehaya Mislahiv Le-Eretz Yisrael Kol Kach, he wanted so badly, Hayarak B'Shvil Midah Zois, because he wanted just this midah, shall arichas apayim, not to get angry. Machmas shiro shesham be'eretz Yisrael zoichem b'chinas erech apayim. V'zesh om Rabbi Seinu zichron levracha. That's what it says. V'yemaher Moshe v'yikud arza v'yishtachavu. Ma ro erech apayim ro. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted this, and he explains that that is the ikker of it. And he says we all have to work on this. Sarich kol adam levakish mehashem yizbarach shiyelo kisufim v'gaguim ve'eretz Yisrael. A person has to ask Hashem to have kisufim, longing, v'gaguim, yearning for Eretz Yisrael. V'gam shiyeh gaguim l'chol hatzadikim l'Eretz Yisrael. All the true tzadikim longed for Eretz Yisrael. V'hu segula hakas l'atzvus. This is a way to conquer one's anger and one's atzvus, one's depression. Ki kol ha'kois ki'ilu ovid akum. Because anyone gets angry, it's like you worship the Avodah Zarah. Aval Eretz Yisrael hi b'chinas emunah. It's the opposite. Kas and Eretz Yisrael don't go together because Kas is Amuna because Eretz Yisrael is Amuna and Kas is the opposite. Person only gets angry if they have a lack of Amuna. Bechinas Erech Apayim Hefech HaKas V'zeh Shekodem Kriya Shema Shehu Emunas HaYochid An Mevakshim V'hu Yolichinu Komamiyot Yartzenu. That's what we're asking. Hashem should bring us upright to His land. Haynu She'an Mevakshim U'mezgagim Le'Eretz Yisrael. We have such a we're mevakish, we're requesting this, we're asking, we'll get zoichim to getting the true faith, haynu kriya shema shehu emuna. That's the whole thing, is emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the staple statement of our faith, is shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the achdus Hashem, the emuna Hashem, Yehuda Ilo, Yehuda Tato, they believe Eino Novado, all this comes to us through Eretz Yisrael. So it's been a beautiful 3 weeks of learning the sugya of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. I think obviously there's much more to talk about, but we were zoichet to learn a lot about that, and we were zoichet to end off with Likutei Maharan, where Rabbi Nachman teaches us that we have to long for that. We have to long for being in Eretz Yisrael. So my birkas hedyot to you, Ben, to you and your family. Yishuv zoichet to all the milas and to all the kedusha that Eretz Yisrael has to offer. Okay, shkarech everyone. All right, so we'll start a new topic next week. I don't know what, but we'll start. Oh, let me take you to Shmuel. Shmuel, is mommy here?
No.
Who's here?
She went on a walk.
She was not here.
She was upstairs.